Good afternoon, Dashers. Fair season is almost upon us. That means it's time for the Balderdash Old Home Days celebration. After an unfortunate incident with a homemade ectoplasm in our haunted house last year, we've been banned from bringing the attraction back. If you have an idea for a replacement, please drop your suggestion in the box outside of the front office.
Oh hell, we're on a roll. I like this. This is fun. Let's do one more. One more.
Balderdash.
Finish video.
That's my favorite.
Balderdash.
Good for recipes.
Holy moly!
Balderdash.
Good afternoon, Dashers. Could the Old Home Days Planning Committee please report to Conference Room S? Could the Old Home Days Planning Committee please report to Conference Room S?
So we have been tasked by the City Council to kind of put together a plan on how we can host Old Home Days here at the Academy.
Truthfully, Old Home Days started before my time here at the Academy, so I'm going to need a little debriefer on how, you know, it's for me, it's my new home days, but to celebrate Old Home Days, I'm going to lean on you for guidance here, guys.
Ultimately, we just want to make sure that the lumber's really dry and really flammable, because that's what makes an old home have character.
Very good points, Nate. Very good points. Because if we're going to do this right, it needs to have a lot of character, because I don't like things that don't have character.
We need to address what we want to accomplish with this Old Home Days. Is it just going to be a renamed county fair? Is it going to be more? That's what we have to define.
Xenon's Fair. That's what we should call it. That sounds really new and exciting. And like, maybe people don't know what it is, so they'd want to come and check it out, because who knows what a Xenon's Fair is.
Youthful old people will have no idea. The really old may, but the youthful old won't. And they'll love it, because it'll be new and hip again. It's like bell bottoms.
Zip lines were a thing back in the old days, right? Zip lines?
Awesome. No. Zip lines. Yeah, I love zip lines. We could put a zip line in.
Bold move there, Headmaster. I'm not sure we should just have everybody zip lining. You know, some people don't have zip lining skills. I think it's a great idea, and I think we should definitely have a zip line, but maybe we need to implement some like trainers to be there to like help people know how to zippy zoo.
Calluses tend to form on hands, which help slow down the zip liner, so if they go too fast, they don't need a break. They just need a really callousy hand.
Oh, I know it. I mean, look at my hands right now. They're just like two big calluses.
Everybody doesn't need to use the zip line. We could just put it in for faculty.
Faculty only zip line. Now I'm on board.
Good golly, Miss Molly. Wow. You guys, a couple of brain busters here. We're really going down the hoop to scoot here.
How long should we make the zip line? Because I think the longer the zip line, the more fun it's going to be, right?
I don't know. We could run it from the bell tower to the barn.
Just as long as we don't run into any sort of town lines where Veritas Prep might be like, you're on our territory. We just got to make sure we're staying on Balderdash ground for our ziplining. It's important.
Kids are fine. I mean, we can run into kids all the live long day. Just don't run into Veritas Prep territory. In fact, I think it would be great if we had kids line up like bowling pins. Yeah. And then that could be like the cushion at the end.
Lining them up with like bowling pins is brilliant. Like, Like, and we can hand out prizes for, you know, if people get a strike or a spare. Oh my God, that's brilliant.
Maybe we just keep the zip line in Balderdash County.
Now you're thinking, guys. Thank you, the faculty only within the town lines of Balderdash. I feel like that's going to be great. No mishaps could occur then.
Octagon zip lines. We should have like multiple zip lines connecting, and then have a fight while you're ziplining, kind of like jousting, except in the air.
Plush toys make good prizes. That's what they hand out at the fair.
Quidditch on a zip line, but we call it something different.
Really? Now I think we've gone off the rails again. We've got a Quidditch zip line. I still don't know what Old Home Day's planning is. Like, what is an Old Home Day? This is my new home here at Balderdash Academy. I love it. I have no idea what an Old Home Day would be, but Quidditch on a zip line is sounding like it's more and more fun. As long as it's just faculty, I think I'm in.
So let's research what Old Home Days actually are, because I'm not sure either. And let's pick this up later on in the week. Sound good? In the meantime, let's price zip lines.
Yes. Terrific.
So there I was, sitting there with Martha on the back of the lobster boat, talking to her about what I want to do with my summer vacation. And next thing you know, these kids go flying overhead on some sort of telephone wire.
Those kids.
It's true, Hiram. So I looked at Martha and I said to her, look at them kids up there in that telephone line. She told me it's from that new AT&T. And I said, ain't no from 18th. That's a zip line. They're running over the bay. And she's like, no, Homer. It's from that new wireless AT&T. So I says to her, I says, Martha, they're zip lining down a wire.
And she thought it was from that Star Wars movie. Oh, my gosh.
She thought it was from that Star Wars movie. And I said to her, look, Martha, they're ziplining down a wire. It can't be wireless. So she's like, well, why don't they zip down without a wire? And I says to her, well, because then it wouldn't be a zipline, it'd be a jetpack.
Jetpack, oh my gosh. They're flying around like little no-see-ums. They're all over the place.
They're you all over zapper. The place. You hear about that one out in L.A.?
Yeah.
Out of nowhere, an airplane coming in sees a guy hovering in the air.
Oh my gosh. Ugh, I hope he was wearing pants.
Well, I don't know. He could have been up there dangling in the wind, pointing the way, if you know what I mean, but...
Yeah.
I hope he wasn't on a zip line. Can you imagine the size of them poles?
Oh my God, like a weather vane.
Definitely like a weather vane. That reminds me. I got to get my prostate checked.
All right, I've got my climbing tools, and I've got the line, and I've got all of the hooks that I need to attach the line from that pole to that pole, but I'm a little unclear where the city boundaries are here. So if you could just clarify for me where the town limit is, so I am sure to not have the zip line go over the town limit. That was in the contract. I understand. I just am trying to do what I'm told here.
Oh, yeah. I can take care of that. It gave me a chance to try out my new jetpack I got here. I can get a good bird's eye view from way up there, and I can kind of point you around and show you where the markers are.
That's so great. Like, because if you're up above, then I'll know exactly where that line is, because you'll be directly above me, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, as long as the jetpack works as I expect it to. I mean, when I designed and built it, I think I did it right.
Holy moly, you built this jetpack?
Yeah.
That's like genius work. I mean, I'm just zip line hooker.
Oh, that's too kind. That's too kind of you. Thank you so much.
Wow. I've never put a jetpack on before. Think I could just like try it on real quick?
I mean, somebody's got to test it out. I was thinking I was gonna do it, but
I volunteer as tribute.
All right.
I didn't realize this day was
gonna be. You're a little shorter than me, so it might kind of scrape along the ground a little bit.
It's a little bit heavy. Very heavy.
Yeah, it's a little heavy.
But I'm very strong. You know, I'm a zipline hooker-upper, so I have upper body strength.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I just like cinch these straps here, it's
very intuitive,
snugger.
As you can see. It's designed to be a 1, 2, 3, and then you hit this button right here, and things get a little crazy if I did it right.
Walter, this is one of the most comfortable backpacks I've ever put on. Now that it's cinched correctly, it looks like it's gonna like really weigh me down, but you've made it so this like counters my own body weight very successfully.
Yeah, and if you open that pocket over on the right there, there's a trail bar there in case you get hungry.
Oh my god, snacks! Snacks! That's brilliant! I always make sure that I have some granola bars in my zipline hooker-upper pack as well. But to know that I could be up in the air jetpacking around and just be like, oh, right here in this little handy pocket that Walter made sure I knew where the trail mix was.
I mean, I was thinking it was for me, but I mean...
Oh.
I'm happy to let you do it. I mean, this thing runs a while. It goes like... It'll go almost 5 minutes.
Wow.
Your belly's going to start rumbling and grumbling because that's quite a long time.
At the 2.3 minute mark. Yeah.
Yeah, I suspect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A 5 minute jetpack excursion is probably about as long as a zipline zip would take. So here's what I'm thinking, Walter. I'm thinking you and I bring our businesses together. You know, I haven't gone up in this jetpack yet, but I'm thinking if we were able to offer the citizens of Balderdash County a zipline jetpack experience, doesn't that sound amazing? Come on, Walter, you're in, right?
As long as the testing goes well, I mean, I have not tried it yet. I mean, you are going to be the first one to try it.
Well, okay, so I'm going to go up in the air, and then I'll be able to know where the town line is.
Yeah, because there's markers, but you can really only see them at the high altitude
from the bird's eye
angle.
View.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Well, I'm cinched in here. Do you want to do the honors? Usually you do push the button. Do I push the button? Is there do we need to gas up?
Oh, yeah, no, it's all fueled up. There's just, there's just one thing.
Okay, I have I'm not afraid of heights, so don't even worry.
Yeah, no, it's not that, it's just,
I'm also really good at falling, so don't worry about that either.
Yeah, no, that's,
and this backpack is so comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, that's how I designed it, but there's just, the one thing that, I forgot to tell you is, see, because of the flames that come out of it, your clothes become a real hazard.
Okay, so I just have to take my clothes off first.
Yes.
Now, in my defense, the logic is sound. Vampires die when you stake them through the heart. Therefore, running the stake through somebody's heart will only kill them if they're a vampire. So you see, it was completely justified.
See, when you came into the diner today and asked for all of the raw steak, I was a little confused. It was like, did somebody get punched? Do you need to put the raw meat on a bruise? I wasn't imagining that you'd use this meat as a vampire killing experience, but you know, I'm I'm ready to help here. We do not need vampires and whatever I can do to help you in this endeavor, I'm all in.
Yeah, well, I just thought this would be more efficient, right? The nice thing about this type of steak is it can be molded into any shape once ground.
That's true.
So you just ground the steak, mold it into a bullet, freeze it, and then you just have to fire the bullet at a vampire's heart before it defrosts.
Okay, so first step is to get all of this into the grinder.
Get it in the grinder.
And we've got one here.
I also need to find a way to invent a portable freezer.
That I'm not so sure I can be as helpful with. I've got the steak covered, I've got the meat grinding covered, but a portable freezer.
Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if I should just go with wood.
Yeah, we've got rolling pins.
Rolling pins and chopsticks. Let's do this.
Perfect. Thank you for coming to today's open house. You have arrived at 34 Exchange Street, and we are delighted to show you this, what could be your new home. Yes, it is an old home. It was built in the 1800s before Balderdash County was even a county, but it could be your new home.
Could you explain to me the details of the murder that happened at this property?
Absolutely. As the realtor for this location, that is supposed to be disclosed immediately. So yes, I would love to talk to you about murder.
Great. Is the house currently occupied on a spiritual level?
As much spirit as you are willing to bring into this new home that's an old home, yes, it could be very spiritual.
Oh. Does the spirit perform?
If that is how you want the spirits to be in this home, I imagine you can get them to be everything you want them to. So if you want them to be performing spirits, I could put that in the contract.
Oh, darling, this property would be amazing for our Airbnb. Scare-BNB, I should say.
This seems like it could be the perfect location for your new Airbnb that's an old home.
Yes. We'd like to talk about amenities to the property. I noticed that there was a satellite dish on the roof. I was wondering if you could explain whether or not the satellite dish picks up SETI signals or other transmissions from space.
The dish on the outside of this house is very receptive to all sorts of signals. It can get you cable, it can get you radio waves and microwaves and all of the waves that you could want to come in through your dish, yes.
Gus, I'm looking to get back home. I'm stuck on an alien spaceship.
Oh, this is exactly the type of thing I was asking questions about earlier. I have one more little inquiry that I was hoping that we could touch base on when it comes to the swimming pool in the backyard. I heard rumors that it is connected through a series of caverns to a deep underground lair, and I was wondering, were the rumors of the weird lizard man sightings actually true?
Yes. That is one of the things that makes this house so unique. Not only does it have a dish that receives all sorts of waves, but the pool in the back is connected to the caverns of Balderdash County. These caverns began existing before Balderdash County was even established as a county. And yes, there are ancient creatures that live there. It's amazing that you knew all of this about the house and I didn't even have to share it with you.
Well, the Ghoul family is very well versed in the spooktacular, if you will. I think my wife Crematory and I will take it.
That is delightful. I will prepare the contract for you and ensure that the spirits are in the contract for this house. It has been just a joy answering your questions.
Oh, my pleasure. We're going to get this scare B&B up in no time, darling.
Good afternoon, Dashers. This is your headmaster reminding you that we are now booking live Balderdash Academy. If you want improv comedy, custom game show experiences, team building, and more, you can find us online at balderdashacademy.com. And don't forget to pick up Balderdash Academy merchandise in our school store while you're there.
Hi, I was hoping you could help me put together an alcoholic scare package for my guests at my new scare B&B.
Absolutely. I'm Jerry, and I'm the proprietor of this fine establishment, and I'd be happy to help you. You looking to get three sheets of the wind?
Three sheets, if you don't mind getting holes in them. That's a ghost joke.
Yeah, I got that. It was good. So you're looking now want to kind of get my head around what kind of environment you're trying to set here. So this is a hospitality type place.
Let me sum up. My name is Victor Ghoul, and my wife Crematoria and I just purchased a small fixer-upper at the murder house. And we're turning it into a scare B&B.
Good for you. Good for you. That place has been empty for a long time. Well, I mean, there's been things in it, but, you know, nobody's owned it. So that's great. So how many rooms do you guys have in that place?
Usable rooms, there are 13.
13?
Yeah, 23 in toto.
Yeah, like the dog from the movie you have in there?
Well, we haven't found it yet, but we occasionally do find bones.
Whoa, that's a great place. I'm going to have to, maybe we can work out a trade or something. So are you looking to have like drinks in every room or like are you bar set up?
Oh, well, that's an excellent question. I think just a basket when they arrive would be the best thing.
Little welcome basket. Then let me show you over to our little nip section. Here we have small little bottles of everything ranging from, you know, high-end Russian vodka to low end, you know, mafia spirits. And these mix and match very, very well. You can go like, I mean, say you have somebody coming that's looking for a bit of a Caribbean vibe. We do have some rum and this bottle of doesn't look like eyeballs, but it's actually pirate eyes just squeezed and juiced. You mix those guys together, and it's going to be one hell of a night.
Well, it sounds perfect. Now, I was hoping you had charcuterie, because I think little crackers with some cream cheese is exactly what I need.
Yeah, we can do that. We can do that. Yeah, Ted's at a conference right now. There's a cream cheese vendor, actually, that we can set up with. And in terms of crackers, we have some old crackers. This place, actually, believe it or not, used to be a pet store. So we have some old parrot crackers, which will go really well with the Caribbean pirate eye juice.
Well, that sounds perfect. Why don't we set that up? And while you're at it, order me a case of those mini hatchets. We want to stay on theme.
I'll ring it right up for you.
Thank you so much for having me here as a trial run here at Artisanal Bakery. I'm really excited, and I have some really great ideas to bring to you that I think would really complement your menu. I see that we're now offering cream cheese in a variety of flavors, and I've never seen cream cheese before. Can you tell me a little bit about how, like, that landed here in Balderdash? Because I think I have the perfect thing to go with it.
Yeah, sure. We've got the scream cheese. I don't know if you've been down to Spirits and Spirits, but that's where we got the scream cheese, and the people just love it. They can't get enough of it.
I think it's so tasty, and I think I have the perfect thing to put the scream cheese on, okay?
Really?
It's a little, it's traditionally a Jewish bread, but I have this new spin on it. It's the holler toast. I think that our scream cheese would be delightful on some of this challah bread toast.
I guess maybe we'll have to have a little taste test with some of our customers or something, maybe.
That's great, because as this is my first day here, I thought I should bring in some samples to show you my worth as a baker here and as a potential contributor to Artisanal Bakery, you know, with new ideas and initiatives. So
that's all great. After you get done mopping the floors and cleaning the toilets, we could talk about holler and bread.
Yeah, holler toast. Yeah, scream cheese and holler toast.
Halitosis.
Yeah. Right. So I guess I do have to, you know, work my way up. I recognize that I can't just like walk in here and be head baker like I originally thought.
There's a lot that goes into being an artisanal bakery. And by the way, it is artisanal. The locals seem to not know how to pronounce
it. Oh, I just thought it was how you wanted everything so meticulously done here. We're pretty anal about how things are done.
Well, that too, but...
You wanted me to mop first before we bake, you know. That seems a little anal to me. Like, must mop before bake. We are a bakery. How will we serve our patrons without baked goods?
Have you seen the guidelines of the Balderdash County Health Inspector? They're crazy these days.
I did look at them as guidelines and less of rules.
Ginny, I like your spark.
Thank you.
I like your spunk.
Thanks.
Let's see if these... you got some of that hollering bread right there?
I do. Yes, I do. Right. I have two kinds for you to try today. This is my rye holler bread, and this is my my Italian holler bread.
All right, I think I'll try a little bit here.
That Italian one is really good for a panini scream cheese toast, yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh, you love it! You love it!
You're
You've been taken away. Your breath is taken away.
Oh. Oh, that is, that is an experience.
It sure is, right? Okay, but careful now, because if you get too close to other people, they will smell your halitosis. Yes, yes.
Kind of has a itchy a little bit afterward.
The aftertaste, yes.
Maybe what we need to do is have a couple of our customers try it. This guy over here. Hey, Stanley.
Yeah, well, what is it?
Hey, this new kid, you know, the one that's supposed to be mopping the floors and cleaning the toilets. Ginny.
Yep.
She's very motivated.
I'm a very good baker.
Yeah, she does. She's a good baker, she says. I have my opinion, but I don't want to influence yours any. So you try a little some of this creamy toast.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holler toast, yes.
Sure. Holler toast it. Yeah, sure.
Whoa!
See? Whoa!
Wow!
That's the desired effect right there.
I feel like I have no internal volume.
See? An experience.
Stanley, are you getting that sensation about 10.3 seconds later after you swallow it that maybe your esophagus is kind of like not
on
there
fire?
Anymore?
Oh, oh, yeah.
This is an interesting thing that happened to my voice here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is definitely not something I expect from a piece of toast. It's interesting, though. I mean, the kids might love it, kind of like that helium idea, you know what I'm saying?
My bread is so innovative. The kids are going to love it. You know why? Because I'm a kid. I know what the youth are into. So I think you're really going to want to hire me to make this holler toast.
I can tell you that it does wear off after a little bit here.
Yeah, that's, you know, the desired effect. You don't want to talk like that forever.
I was a little worried about a lawsuit there for a minute. Not gonna lie.
Oh.
Hey, you know what this would be great with? That new scream cheese.
That's what I'm saying!
Do you like 80s television? Of course you do. Do you like helicopters? Of course you do. Do you like men serenading eagles by the waterfront while playing cello? Yes. Yes, you do. If you'd like to hear more about helicopters and cellos, please be sure and tune in to Champa and Klein the Airwolf Years every week on your favorite podcast service. Join hosts Greg and Dave as they discuss every single episode of the classic 1980s television series Airwolf. Be sure and subscribe today.
All right, guys, when these new tenants move in, like, are we going to have to... It sounds like they're going to be bringing all of these guests in, but we've been here for so long, like hundreds of years. I don't know why we would have to leave to make sure that these new human people are just comfortable here. Like, this has been our home, and we've been haunting it for so long, and I don't want to leave.
This is ridiculous. The union rules clearly state that we need to be consulted before real-life people come into our space.
Thank you. I thought there was something.
I would like to move a motion that we go into aggressive haunting.
I am all about seconding that motion.
But as am I.
You can't really see it all that well. I'm making a motion. You just can't see it. Sorry. Motion is being made. Second
after
motion by me.
A couple hundred years. Yeah, we're used to this.
Yeah.
So, all right. Sure. So we have a motion made to go into aggressive haunting. Motion
aggressive.
Seconded
yep.
by
me.
Aggressive. Yep. The head of aggressive haunting incorporated.
Yep.
All in favor of aggressive haunting, please say. All those opposed, please.
Perfect.
All right, that was no one. And the motion has it. We will start going into aggressive haunting.
Okay.
Please keep in mind that you do need to take at least 15-minute breaks every 3 to 3.5 to 4 hours.
Okay, I can do that. That's reasonable. I think I'm going to start with radio sounds, okay? So I'm going to like be in the closet, and I'm going to turn the radio sound on when they walk into that room. But when they open the door, there's no radio.
No, you're good at that. You're good.
I know.
Yeah,
that would be pretty freaky, right?
That would be freaky. Yeah. I mean, yeah, especially with the slow swing dance music that you always choose.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I only have access to music from the 1920s.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like to do my old standby of leaving residue on the walls.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah. Now, are you going? You're going that residue from the head or from the southern region?
Well, look, there's always residue when I come through a wall. So all I'm saying is, it's a lot easier to just make it part of the haunting.
Hmm.
I like it. You're just gonna go with it. Yeah, and mixing it up will keep the smell there too. That's great.
You are one of the best haunters at coming and going and leaving a residue.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I can't do it. It's not a skill I have. You're excellent at it.
Well, I've spent centuries mastering it.
You sure have, yes. I feel like we're missing something though. There's definitely, like, maybe it's like doors slamming from the room that they're in, but there's no one that, you know what I'm saying? What do you think?
I was thinking that maybe, if it's all the same to everybody, that I could take care of the shutters that slam, and it's not windy out at all.
That's perfect!
That is good. That's
okay.
Good.
Okay. Awesome.
It's kind of an old standby, but I like it.
That's a good one.
You guys, I love that you're going with your strengths. I hope that I can live up to what you guys are doing. I got to tell you, I'm going to try something new. It's an old stand-up that I've been working on since I was in kindergarten, before I was even dead. It's great. It's a couple knock-knock jokes, which is going to be amazing with your shutter stuff that you're doing. Some of it, like, I used to, like, just bend my finger and put it up my nose. Now I can just completely detach it, doesn't hurt. So I'm just going to kind of go with that stuff, trying it out. I hope it goes well.
As you pick and choose what, you know, limbs are missing at a time and only disclose your being occasionally, that would create the optimal scare experience there. I love what you're going for here.
That sounds good. You know what, guys? I think I'm going to practice before we go into this, if that's okay. Do you guys mind if I put on like a striped shirt or something and then just go out into the street and give
perfect.
It a shot?
Oh, my God. Really do.
That will help us see you, too.
Okay.
All right. Awesome. All right. So, all right, ghosties, head guy over here is going to put on the shirt and we're going to go make sure everybody can see him, right?
Yeah, I'm going to try, you know, blinking just in and out a bit. Yeah.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Nice. God. You know what? Maybe we don't have to leave. Maybe we're meant to be.
I think we're on the right track.
I think I feel even more at home now. Thanks for supporting me, you guys. I didn't want to leave, and it's nice to know that you didn't want to either. And I'm so pumped about this aggressive haunting. I might even add some, like, to my 1920 swing music.
Yeah, a little Rosemary Clooney there.
Yeah, a little, like, pathetic
moaning. That's a solid choice, in my opinion.
Thank you. Thanks, guys. It's so nice I have your support here.
Normally, I'd say I have to go to the bathroom, but I'm a ghost and I don't.
The men and women of law enforcement protect and serve, some less competently than others. This is their story.
This is dispatch of Boulder Dash County. There have been some sightings of some unknown people and persons around City Hall this evening. There has been the description of a man who is there, and then he is not there. And this has me concerned. As dispatch, are there any troopers out near City Hall at this time?
Yeah, dispatch, this is car 34. I heard you say something about a man who is not there and we have to find him. Is this accurate? Come again.
That sounds accurate to me, car 34. The call that I got in was that there was a man that was there and then he wasn't there. So this does sound to me like some sort of ghosty situation.
Hey, dispatch, this is car 40, car 25. I don't have Broderick with me today. I hope you get better, Broderick. Keep fighting the good fight there. It's a nasty cold. I'm just curious, is this that Waldo fellow we're looking for?
The gentleman has been described as wearing a striped shirt. I do not know if it is the Waldo fellow that we are looking for, but I have intel that it is a striped shirt when you can see him.
Dispatch, this is car 34. I may have solved your mystery. My dad went out for cigarettes. He never came back. Could be my dad. Come again?
car 34, that sounds like a really traumatizing experience. I'm real sorry your dad never came back. Maybe it's him.
Hey, dispatch, this is, car 25 again, Roderick. There's a lot of the prisoners down at the jail, they wear stripes. You think maybe you could be in there?
That does sound very likely, Broderick of car 25. I do send good wishes to Broderick here. We will be sending over chicken soup later today from the crew.
That's very kind of you.
Well, we're all in this together here, Roderick. I do have concerns now that there is a prison break. If the striped shirt man is in fact from Boulder Dash Penitentiary, then we should probably get all of our cruisers down there ASAP.
Hey, dispatch, this is Trevor, wingsuit cop number 46, and I'm seeing a bunch of things that look like ants just spilling right out of the penitentiary. I'm just wondering, is that something that was pre-planned? Is that like a fire drill or something?
Officer Trevor, I have never been more proud of our decision as a company to get you that wingsuit. You do have the bird's eye view of this situation, and to the best of my knowledge, there is no exiting from the prison that we were expecting this evening, so we should probably get all troopers down there ASAP.
Oh, this is going to be really easy to spot them. They have, torches now, so they'll stick right out like sore thumbs.
And now, when you say all troopers, do you mean Broderick, too? Because I don't think Broderick's up for that.
Well, Broderick was throwing up earlier today, so unless they come down to the penitentiary area and start throwing up on these prisoners, I don't think that they'll be that much help.
Dispatch, this car 34, look, if we're dealing with people in stripes who appear and disappear, this could be ghosts in the prison. My recommendation, bring in a fitness instructor.
a fitness instructor and a ghost hunter for the penitentiary.
Well, dispatch, the way I see it, the easiest way to get rid of ghosts is to exercise them.
That sounds perfect. Car 34, you are in charge of the exercising of the ghosts at the penitentiary of Balderdash. Thank you so much for your volunteerism.
Dispatch, I'm gonna go home and get my Jane Fonda workout tapes that my mom left me. I'll get the big screen projector. I'll be right back.
Dispatch, I just landed on top of a cell phone tower. I'm just gonna perch here like the Batman for a bit and just keep an eye out on them.
That sounds perfect, Trevor. Thank you for your wingsuit abilities.
I have to pee.
Balderdash Academy was produced and edited by Bob LeBlanc. Theme music by Think Fish Tank. Performed and written by Steve Corning, Carla Rose Dubois, Nate Green, Randy Hunt, Bob LeBlanc, Molly McGill, and Marie Stewart Harmon. Copyright 2021 Balderdash Academy. All rights reserved. Go Dashers!